welcome to the Yuri on Ice After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. It is the final episode for now. We are covering episode 11, gotta supercharge it, Grand Prix Final short program, and episode 12, gotta supercharge it, Grand Prix Finals free skate. We're going to be breaking down the episodes and talking about what we might want to see in the future in just a moment.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I can't.
I'm gonna semi-regret choosing this as our opening song.
But you've been playing this. We've all been playing this as the last song for a while.
I know.
It doesn't make us ready for it.
It doesn't make me more emotionally prepared for, the onslaught that is this beautiful duet.
It's a beautiful aria plus a beautiful scene that accompanies it.
It's really good. When I was rewatching the show for this episode, I thought I was doing okay, and then this started, and I was like, okay, nope, I gotta leave. I just did my makeup. I can't.
Xbox pause. I can't.
Hey, guys. Welcome to what, for now, is going to be our last Yuri on Ice after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We don't need to worry about spoilers anymore, because it's the end, so spoil away, everybody.
I mean, all of the pins are already out.
All the pins are out. All the feelings are there. It's all happening. Again, if you are watching on YouTube, thank you so much. We love it. We always get a great little live turnout and lots of wonderful comments on the YouTube videos. But you can also check us out on iTunes, and it really helps us if you subscribe over there, leave us reviews, all that good stuff. We have five new ones again this week because you guys are so freaking awesome. If you are watching live, we are following along with that live chat, as well as the hashtag YuriABTV, so you can share all of your thoughts and feelings with us, because I am sure that you have many, as we do ourselves.
A lot of capitalizations and exclamation points.
I mean, there's a lot of those in every episode title of Yuri on Ice, so very, very appropriate.
That's fair.
That's the tone.
Allow me to introduce the wonderful panel of humans I have joining me today, Alexis Torres. She can't even introduce herself.
I'm gonna get through it. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890.
Stacey Shuttleworth.
You can find me all over Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles.
Mark Donica.
I'm on Twitter at Mark B. Donica.
I'm Emma Fife, found all over the internet at my name, Emma Fife. And back by popular demand, on the couch, we have Xander Genre.
Hey, Gigi
style. Get out.
I feel like I'm on the kissing cries. How did I do?
You've been banished. We're going to get into the episodes in just a moment, but obviously there was quite a lot of actual figure skating news that happened this weekend.
Yes.
The U.S. Championships were happening in Kansas City, and Nathan Chen just absolutely swept the U.S. Figure Skating Championship competition.
Mm-hmm.
He's 17 years old. He's freaking unbelievable. And I want to give a big thank you to Lois Elfman, who writes for Ice Network, for tweeting lots of updates to me about what was going on at the U.S. Championships.
She's been very helpful throughout the entirety
so helpful.
Of our show.
Yes, mm-hmm. And she tried to help explain the figure skating scoring system, and she's just awesome. So big shout out to her. And also, she pointed out to me that there was a U.S. skating team that skated to Journey, and there was a very, JJ moment during their pair skate where, everybody was clapping and cheering along. It turns out that actually the guy in that pair was Canadian. So very, very appropriate. And Stacey, I think you had a little more info on, a real-life JJ who surfaced.
So we do have a real-life JJ in Joe Johnson, who might be one of my favorite people on Twitter right now.
Right?
But he actually did the JJ style on national TV.
Nice.
And it's amazing. And now there's he was recognized all over the place. And,
oh, it's beautiful.
That's amazing.
There's fan art of him now, and he's got it all.
No way.
It's so cute. He's got his profile picture now. It's adorable.
And also a shout out to Jason Brown, who is the real life Leo de Iglesias. It's very thinly masked. This is a soulful skater who doesn't do quads. Leo is clearly based on him, also an American skater. And apparently he had an absolutely beautiful free skate at the U.S. Championships. So
While we're thinking people and while we're thinking fans, I didn't have a chance to do it a little while ago, but back when we were first talking about Christoph, I had mentioned that his first short program was to a song called Intoxicated, and I was like, all you gotta do is replace this with Britney Spears' Toxic, and it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
And shout out to Moose Mum on Twitter that edited it So I just retweeted the show, so go and check it out. Mark Bidonica, if you want to watch it, check it out.
Oh my God.
Terrifying, a little beautiful, and very very intoxicating.
Absolutely amazing.
I'm so excited.
All right, there was also a brother-sister combo, Alex and Maya Shibutani, and they did an amazing pair skate, and they were like on point.
Yeah.
It was so good. Look it up. They did it to Frank Sinatra mixed with like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. So Lois had a very fun observation that, assuming that, you know, Yuri on Ice takes place in the real world, Yuri and Victor are going to have some stiff competition at Nationals. All right. So let's dive into these episodes, because so much happens. Episode 11 was like a very figure skating heavy episode.
That's all it was.
This is the thing. There's 95%. Probably not 95, but 85% of this show is figure skating.
Yeah.
But like, episode 11 hits the short program real hard,
nonstop,
to the point that that's exactly what it is. You see basically the entirety of everyone's short programs back to back, and of course, you know, Yuri skates first because he is in sixth going into the competition. So whoever's in last skates first. And I have to tell you, I am so glad that we were talking about 11 and 12 together, because I would have just been so angry if all we did was talk about 11. And this is why. I fully admit, I don't 100% understand scoring in figure skating.
Emma and I were talking about this when we first saw this.
Listen, I am not an expert on figure skating scoring, but it made me so freaking mad, because the rest of Yuri's program was just as good as it's ever been.
Right.
And all that happened was he did that quadruple flip, and it's unclear whether or not he got enough rotations. They don't say, and the triplets are like, the triplets are like freaking out about it.
They're trying to calculate it.
And their dad is like, he's like, I'm working on it, guys, just calm down. But from my perspective, like, even if he must have maybe not gotten enough rotations or something, because all he did was touch one hand down on the ice. Why was the score so much lower than it was at Roslocom?
Well, because it counts as a mistake as opposed to...
I know.
Because that encourages skaters to nail perfection as opposed to... Like, otherwise, everyone would just try quads all the time and mess up. Well, I tried the rotation.
So bad.
Yeah. Right.
No, you should have seen Emma's in my text. It was just all caps.
Why?
We were so angry.
It was insane.
So that's how I felt about it. Anybody else?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk a bit about the title of these two.
Right.
Technically three, because episode 10 is...
They're
all...
In the same way.
Supercharging.
When I lived in Japan, I lived in Kyushu, and one of the local dialects, instead of saying gambaru, which means like to do your best. Go for it, you would say gambaramba, which is a very Kyushu thing. And this, in the title, it says gambaramba, and it throws back to like his roots. And then you say cho to mean like very, like really do something. So to say cho something is a little ridiculous. To say cho gambaramba, it's like, what?
I was a real big fan of Gambaramba's hit, Tub Thumping. Huge fan.
Chumbawamba is amazing, and that album is underappreciated. Like, serious talk.
We've gone everywhere, and it's only been like 5
minutes.
I know.
But I was, anyway, so I was real mad about that, but I understand, Xander, now that you have explained it to me.
That's what I think. I'm not an expert
but also,
either.
Seeing how well everybody else did kind of puts it in perspective.
As
to how harshly it was judged.
Yep. That's very true. That's very true. And I mean, like, you know, Peachy just like nails his.
Peachy!
And that, that flashback was so cute with the two of them, with Yuri and Peachy, and they're like sitting on the bed. And Peachy's just covered in hamsters, which comes into play in the next episode, oddly enough. but it was so good. And then who skated after him? Who was in fourth going
four,
into?
Four, I think, was that Chris?
Chris, it was. Yeah, because it was then Oda Beck and then Yuri.
No, then it was Yuri, Oda Beck, JJ.
Oh, yeah, Odebeck was second going in. Yeah. Oh, JJ. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But Chris.
Well, yeah, but also with Yuri's skate, or the stuff before Yuri's skate, this was where you really saw the relationship, because we're just off of the high of the rings and everything, and you really saw them, like, we're going to charge the rings with our love and our energy. And I was just, that's where I was leaning already.
So good.
Like, up to the main theme.
Well, and then, I mean, you know, for all that this episode was very heavily focused on skating, because they wanted you to get a chance to, like, really see everyone's short programs. There was also the element of, like, Victor and Yuri, like, not really communicating with one another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it was literally the culmination of everything everyone's been working on the whole season.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. And so, like, throughout the rest of these skates, as Victor is watching everyone else skate, and you're seeing Victor watch the other programs through Yuri's eyes, it just, like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's, like, real painful, but I'm like, you haven't even actually asked Victor if he wants to come back to skating, Yuri. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you guys should have a talk.
Plus, like, I know that we'll get into it in the later episodes, too, but with Victor watching it, that's the relationship. Like, if you've devoted your whole life to figure skating, you're going to be interested in watching that because you love figure skating.
Right. Yeah.
But not just that, also... Victor has relationships with these skaters as well.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he trained Yurio for all intents and purposes. Yeah. No offense, Yakov, but also he's heard about this upstart Yakov, JJ, and then he's also curious about this mysterious Odebeck, and he has a relationship with Chris. So there's and then he has, stop it. Actually, it was funny. I think this was episode 12. I don't know. I couldn't see through all the tears. But when Victor was posing with Yuri at the Kiss and Cry during Chris was like, we do selfies.
No, Chris's relationship with Victor is actually, like, one of my favorite things about this show. Like, especially in the last episode, like, we saw a lot of their friendship. And then a lot of this, especially in episode 12, was about Chris being, like, without, I never thought I would be skating without Victor, and it was hard to be motivated. And now, like, I'm being surpassed by someone who's not Victor.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what do I do?
Yeah. Plus, you know those two totally hooked up, casually every once in a while.
Yeah. Also, we finally got to... This is the first episode where we, like, really see who I am convinced is Christoph's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you always come early. And like,
hey! Christoph's boyfriend. Who, I agree, it's been pointed out to me by a couple people on Twitter that Christoph's boyfriend actually looks more like Stefan Lambiel than I think it was that they had, like, animated Chris's boyfriend, and they're like, oh crap, we're gonna actually have Stefan Lambiel in it, so what are we gonna do?
Make
him look
good.
Super vanilla.
Even whiter. So good.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, in the scene where, like, Christoph is there with, like, petting the cat, and then the boyfriend comes in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm convinced it's his boyfriend. No one can tell me otherwise.
Sure.
No. Yeah. But it was nice to, like, see him skate his free skate so well, because, you know, in the previous event that we saw him skate in, they talk about Christoph being sort of like a slow starter, so we saw him make some mistakes, and this time it was like, it was sexy. I liked it.
The butt came back.
It was like, it's the last two episodes.
Exactly.
The butt was back in, like, HD.
That is also realistic, by the way, because you do, like, develop those butt muscles from doing figure skating shots. It's a real thing.
And, like, other stuff.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mark? How you doing over
It's
there?
A real thing. I saw it on Tumblr. Safe surf off. What? Safe search off.
You can't even talk because of the butt.
I can't.
That's
all I see.
Mark just
it's in my
speechless in the presence of the butt.
Especially on that booty.
Now, let's talk about our precious little Yurio, because holy
no, hold on. What? That ain't precious no more.
No.
For real. Yo, let's talk about that.
This is the tiger that he's been claiming to be the entire time. Yeah. Adding the additional difficulty with his arms raised.
Oh, yeah.
I was like overachiever. Like, I love it.
Like, this was the first one of these two episodes. Like, this was the first performance of these two episodes where I was really starting to get like, dude, it's been 10 episodes at this point with people that don't even exist, and I'm so invested in everything that they do, and yeah. He's come so far from going, I'm just doing it, but I don't get what's going on.
I know. Yeah.
To, hey, my grandpa made these.
Right. So, yeah. To, hey, I sort of maybe have a boyfriend
he
now. Is,
yeah, right? Oh, that. Oh,
he has
sure.
a friend.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
It is a big deal.
We don't know yet.
No, it is a big deal. Because that's the thing is you see even in that flashback that, like, Yurio is talking about, like, oh, I've never had anybody that, like, straight up was like, hey, are you going to be my friend?
Right,
I think he certainly considers, you know, Yuri to be a friend.
Right, but, like, grudgingly. Like,
yeah, and, like, Mila to be a friend, yeah. But again, like, really grudgingly. And so, like, Odebeck is the first person who he's, like, wanted to
actually,
be friends with.
We skipped over something very... Speaking of creepy, we skipped
oh
over something...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Creepy.
I thought exactly what yes.
I was
going
to bring up. I thought you guys just didn't want to talk about no. insane.
So
oh, I totally
when
forgot.
When we were talking about them in Charge of the Rings full luck,
yeah.
We see Mickey looking over something.
Oh, yeah.
Some awesome
again.
Rings.
Yeah.
I wish Sarah and I had
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's what I was saying.
To
I was
like, oh, maybe it's too traumatic. No. So. To which I literally replied, honey, no.
Yeah.
No. Mickey, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah, no, seriously. Linda, listen. Like,
oh, sweet summer child. Sweet summer child, bring it back.
Yeah.
Like
that.
No, I would because sweet summer child. That was just like, no.
It's just no.
Because that's getting into Game of Thrones, and that's dangerous territory
for incest. I mean, now, granted, like, Mickey and Sarah were not there when Victor was like, these are engagement rings, but
oh, that's
fair.
True, but still.
But still.
Yeah.
Still, no.
Why even put that line in there?
Fairly clear.
To make it at that point.
So that you are, so to just remind the audience of how misguided Mickey is. Like, it's like a toss up between him and Yorgi of like, who needs therapy more?
Oh man, the chat is blowing up. Yeah. Twincest. Stop, twin please cest. Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. I had forgotten that.
Are they twins or just brother and sister?
They're twins.
They're twins.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they're connected, but.
Not like that.
Oh,
it's the worst.
No, I think it's really funny because, like I said, I didn't know if we were like so traumatized.
Yeah.
Out because I have a friend at work who's just now getting into anime. He started with this anime first.
With this one?
Wow.
And so we're watching.
Really
that's what he decided. Oh,
yeah.
And
set
so he
the
watched,
bar high.
Yeah.
He's going to be disappointed by other things.
And he watched this episode with me. I'm rewatching it. He's watching for the first time. He was like,
wait.
What?
Yeah.
Not okay.
And he's like, I'm just going to pretend like that didn't happen. All right, ice skating!
Yeah. Literally, I watched it like 20 minutes ago and I've already repressed it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you guys talking about? Oh, yeah.
I clearly had already repressed it, too. Yeah. So.
That's why I thought we were just going over it.
Yeah, no, thanks, Mark, for, like, you know, opening up the wound. Jeez.
I do what I can. I can't talk, but I can talk about that. Getting back into Yurio, Last Haven 7 in the chat says, Yurio exchanged his eyes of a soldier for the eye of the tiger.
Thank you. I'm going to go put you in a corner now.
If there were a drinking game for this after show.
Yeah, right?
Wait till the next level.
Yurio's short program is amazing.
Yeah.
He's
flawless.
Yeah, it's totally flawless.
And you could see that this is more of that relationship with Yuri that he has of like, oh, you added some quads to your routine. Look at this. Let me just lift these up a bit. Yeah.
Damn.
But then I thought it was so interesting because his whole arc was finding his agape. And
yes.
Then he did this in the finals and was like, oops, I blacked out for the whole thing and did it perfectly.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to say with that.
I'm not sure either. I enjoyed that we saw flashes of all of the people who'd sort of like positively influenced his life. Because you saw Victor and you saw Yuri and you saw his grandpa and you saw Odebeck. I'm sorry, I have a lot of Yuri Odebeck feels.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Fair.
I'm real into it. Yeah. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
I'm with you, Anna.
I ship it hard.
Yuri Odebeck?
It's Oda Yuri.
Yuri Odebeck works so much easier.
Well,
whatever.
I don't know. You can't blame shit, man. I'm not the god of Tumblr. You know what I mean?
Like, sorry, it's not quite as easy as Victory. Okay.
I know.
Victory. It even fits in the theme song.
I know. It's great.
Just running around anyways. Crying.
But then we also get to see Odebeck skate. For the first time.
In his weird lederhosen.
I know. Oh my god, in that scene, I was so mad at Yurio when he, like, comes in behind where Victor and Yuri are sitting to, like, watch the skating.
Yeah.
And he puts his feet up on the back of the chair. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, why is he such a jerk?
Well, he was also like, pay attention to my boyfriend. Like, everyone's like, look.
Look over there.
Right? Yeah. Look how good
he is. Look at him. You're not talking to each other.
Well, I think it might have been the opposite. It was, hey, I'm a jerk all the time. Going to bed.
I'm not nice.
I hate all of you.
That's fair.
But I hope but
Odebeck is great. We get to. I can't remember if it was in.
He's so
bad. It's in this episode.
He's so
manly. That we see the flashback to like when he first met Yurio.
Yeah,
when
they were children.
When he was having a hard time with the ballet class.
Yeah.
Everybody forges their own path.
Yeah.
He's like, screw ballet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
I had a really weird realization about Odebeck. He reminds me of Piccolo.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
Because everyone else was like kind of born into it, and he had to like
work for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Why is everybody breaking my mind today, Seven?
I love Piccolo. He's one of my favorite characters in Dragon Ball Z. I'm on board for that. I'm on board.
Also, weirdly enough, Odebeck is green.
I didn't even notice the little. Yeah.
Also, I would like
what
to
do you think
hit
I
it
help
with a turban.
With his
also, for a second, I would like to point out something. Uh-oh. So, Odebeck's name is Odebeck Alton, and Alton means gold.
In
Farsi or something. You know what I mean? He's supposed to be Middle Eastern, so.
He's a Kazakh. He's from Kazakhstan.
Yep. Those babies are going to be adorable. Sorry, what?
Not possible, but anyway. Yeah. Moving on.
In art drawing.
But let's talk about our dear friend JJ.
I mean, you say that, but do you really mean that?
Okay,
previously hated.
The first watch through, hated JJ until this episode.
Yeah,
and then like, oh, because I think this shows all the sides of what can happen to a skater when they achieve, when they get to this level of competition. Because this is what happened to Yuri last time.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, and Yuri even recognizes that. Oh yeah. He brings it up. Like, I know exactly how he feels right now. And it does make him very relatable in that sense. And then the fact that he crawls his way out of this spiraling pit, like, more power
to him. And the audience is still, like, clapping.
Oh, my God.
And the part that just, his fiance killed me.
Yeah, because.
That could have gone one of two ways.
Yeah.
And I definitely thought it was going the other way.
I thought she was just going to be like, I'm done.
Like a frigid bitch.
Like, through the ring and everything.
But to see her, like, cheering him on, it was just like, oh.
They actually love each other.
Because you weren't sure before.
No, because she was kind of like, we were talking about it, we kind of thought she was a douche. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, this is going to be terrible.
But to watch her be that supportive was
amazing.
Maybe we were a little
wrong. Breath of fresh air.
I like it. But that also hammered in the point that it was JJ putting the pressure on himself. It wasn't his parents, it wasn't the crowd, it wasn't his fiance.
And even more so after JJ does his free skate in episode 12, where his parents are watching him and they're like, no matter what, we're going to greet him with a smile.
I loved that.
Yeah.
You know what it was? It was probably the dude running up and down the aisle with the giant Canadian.
That dude is MVP.
He was just adding it on. It's like, dude, because you know he was also singing, and he was just like rapping along on the pole.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
He's probably crying as he's running back and forth.
But the flash of Odebeck, not anybody else.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was Odebeck, like, he just came out and saw this dude wrap up super strong, probably wasn't even barely paying attention, but that it still got to him.
Yeah.
He still had all of that confidence, but it being there, and he didn't really mess up.
No,
he just didn't do his hard
rotation. He didn't do the elements. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's because he has the same haircut as Odo
Baxter.
Who wore it better? Yeah,
he's distracted.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what it is.
But before we move on to talking about episode 12, let's talk about like the conclusion of episode 11. So, as I mentioned before, obviously a lot of this episode was about sort of like Yuri's reaction to Victor watching everybody else skate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, like, it boiled down to, like, Yuri has got it in his head that Victor would rather be skating. That, like, really, at the end of the day, that's what he wants to be doing, not coaching Yuri.
Yeah. But that was Yuri's putting his own thoughts into Victor's head.
Oh, my God. Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is 100% Yuri's perspective. Yeah. And so it is really frustrating because you're like, Yuri, why don't you just ask? Like, why don't you just talk to each other?
Right.
And because from Victor's perspective, he's like, no, I'm Yuri's coach. Like, this is what I'm doing now.
Right.
And I made this choice to take this time off to do this. And I'm confident in that decision.
Yeah.
So, like...
But also, in true Victor style, he forgot that he said it was only up until this point that I'd be coaching him. And Yuri, of course, is, like, holding on to that.
That's the one thing he's clinging to.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been planning for that from the beginning. So
right.
he's already talked himself into, this is it.
Right,
I'm
right.
not going to let it go further than this really thinking that, oh, maybe Victor didn't mean the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's
That's
all
why he got to put a ring on it.
What do I mean?
Correct. Correct. No, yeah. Well, and then, you know, the end of the episode, people were like freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's another thing that I want to mention. So we've gotten a couple of instances where during the credits, not full credits roll, post-credits scene, but the credits indicate, oh, we need to keep paying attention.
Right, right.
Yeah. So with this it had no indication.
It did not.
So
no.
I know of a lot of people who got to the finale and went, where the hell did this come from?
Yeah.
So I wish that they had communicated that a little bit more.
Well,
it's just hard to get, you only live once out of your head, so sometimes you gotta roll through
the
credits.
But
something that we didn't mention before we get to the end of the episode is that Yuri-O broke Victor's short record.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Remarkable. And ended in first place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about this scene.
Okay. Ooh. So, it is, like, basically, Victor and Yuri are in their hotel room, and Yuri basically confronts Victor, who's, like, in a bathrobe.
Right?
Like,
it's
just came back
from,
he just came back from a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Like the hot tub.
He's just relaxing.
Yeah, he's just chilling out in their room with
hanging out with Chris
enjoying
again.
Post engagement.
Yeah.
Right?
And his hair was even wet.
Yeah, yeah. And their beds adorably pushed together.
Yeah, right?
Which was very clearly animated in this episode.
Yes, quite.
And Yuri basically confronts him and is like, yeah, you know what? After the Grand Prix final, let's end this. And you're like, what?
What?
Let's end what?
Yeah, I remember watching it through the first time though, and I appreciated that because up to that point, like, there were some rocky bits, but basically their relationship has steadily
it had been very perfect,
and so I'm like, yes, this is like, you have this nitty gritty, like, real conversation of insecurity and, like, and you see emotion in Victor that's not like whatever, I'm a Muppet, like, and, like, you saw him, like, just be crushed.
I love the fact that you got to see him angry, like, he smacked your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, for once, wasn't all about being cuddly and, like, being that happy.
Yeah. And the fact that we got to 12 episodes of actually seeing this character go from being how he's the, you know, flailing arm guy to being like, I'm hurt.
Feelings. Because Victor says in the previous episode, he's talking about, like, his journey as a skater, and he's like, I've poured all of my life into this for now, and I've always looked for ways to surprise the audience, and I thought that I could only get to the next level on my own. At least that's what I used to think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not anymore.
Right. And he sees him putting his next level into another
person. I know.
So, I'll just leave it at that.
I just got that.
I couldn't handle Victor crying.
Oh, I know.
It was interesting. Like, you flash back to episode 7, and we were all talking about the scene in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Where it's, skaters have a heart of glass. Let's see if I can shatter it.
Yeah.
And, but Yuri came across so cold.
Yeah,
he did. Oh, just but completely calm.
Because it seemed like he had to put himself in a state where he was like, oh, no, this makes sense. He put himself in a place where, oh, this makes sense and he'll agree with me because this is how we've been talking this plainly. Mm-hmm. But that shows what kind of emotional problems here he
has. Yes,
correct.
It does. Yeah. But also that the roles have been reversed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, amazing. And also how coldly he said, oh, I didn't expect to see you cry. That's
right.
Weird. Like,
it hurt the whole entire thing.
It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And then they just cut away from
that scene.
To leave it up to your imagination.
And like, you lucky viewers at home got to move right on to episode 12. But at the time, we were left for a week with like our speculations of like, what does that mean?
Super stressful week. But even in episode 12, after you know, like, Victor's crying, and Yuri's like, oh, I just didn't really expect to see you cry, and Victor's like, I'm mad, okay?
Yeah.
And he grabs his leg, and then it cuts away.
He throws him out the window.
He does not throw him out the window.
Emotionally thrown out the window.
Or maybe physically thrown somewhere else. It's just, you know.
Hey,
that makeup stuff.
Yeah.
Body pillows available now
on
Etsy.com.
Unless you want the official ones, Emma knows where they are.
Yeah, I saw them on Tumblr. They're coming. They're on their way. So Yuri and Victor sort of like go into hiding, like from the public eye until like the day of the actual free skate competition. The first time anybody sees them is like, they go to the public skate that morning.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, nobody knows what's happening. Like, we're so worried and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's... And then all the reporters are expecting them to be like, it's the second day. Yeah. And they're just like,
and they're
whatever.
Just silent.
I also like the fact that, to get on a lighter note for a split second, I like that we got to see the different languages
from
the different reporters. That was awesome.
I love the, like, American announcer voice. The next skater is...
Yeah. But also that French...
next on the ice.
That French voice actor just, like, phoned it in.
That was Stefan Lemieux.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oopsie doodle.
Yeah.
Because it was very flat.
not a voice actress.
No, that's true. Though I thought that Nobunari Oda in the previous episode did a really good job.
Yeah, because he sounded just like a Japanese reporter.
So the guy who he's reporting with is an actual Japanese reporter, and then Nobunari Oda is an actual Japanese skater who was doing the commentary on it, and he killed it.
He was
awesome.
Yeah. Really good job.
Especially like talking so emotionally about like Yuri's performance because, you know, they're from the same country. So then it's, you know, it's the day of the free skate. And
so tense.
And JJ skates first because he's in last.
What?
And we touched on this a little that he ends up actually doing very well. He's slow to start. And it was so nice to see his parents be like, no matter what he does, like, we're going to support him. And we got that great flashback of young JJ dressed just like Cartman.
Of young Eric Cartman. Eric Cartman Leroy.
Everyone in Canada dresses like
him. I've heard it was kind of a nod. Did South Park reference Yuri on Ice?
Oh, really?
A little bit. So
they like made a kind of vague.
The big point of last season of South Park was about like online security and trolling and stuff. And so there was a program to check the history of everybody. And Sheila Brofowski checked Ike, who's the young Canadian boy's her son's computer, and it flashes up on Crunchyroll, and Yuri on Ice popped up.
Whether that was
a writer or an animator or whatever, they crossed the streams and referenced them right back.
Yeah.
What I found most interesting is that he was trained by Celestino as well.
So what I was gonna,
almost.
Like something that was interesting about this is that we got JJ's kind of like backstory of no coach wanted him because he was an annoying little shit. I'm gonna do it my way. I want to be a figure skater. This is JJ style.
Exactly.
And like that related to the audience as we were watching the series because we're like, this guy's an asshole. Like, whatever. We don't want to deal with him. Mm-hmm. And then you saw that that's what he's dealt with his whole life, and it's built up to this pressure.
Yeah.
But I also,
to the point that it has manifested in this like very over the top arrogant character.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's gotta. It was his protection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also like the fact that his parents are the ones that are kind of like coaching him.
Yeah. And, yeah. Like, and then they know underneath all, like,
he's not a sweet kid. And yeah. It's just that we don't see it because it's persona.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's he's really not a terrible person.
He's not. No. His character really bugged us for a while.
He just really irritated me for a long time.
Yeah. Still bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. I feel bad for him, but I also sort of feel like he got what he deserved.
A little bit, yeah.
He needs to be knocked down just a little bit.
Yeah,
sure.
He did.
Well, and maybe this will kind of help be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't hold that persona. Right. Maybe I can open up a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean,
instead
I don't know
of
if we actually
the picture
got
perfect.
Though.
Yeah, no, like moving into the future.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
not into the future.
No, we did not get that here.
You saw that.
Not at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, a little bit in the Kiss and Cry, because he was saying, like, normally at the Kiss and Cry, he's like, I did this myself, it's JJ. But in this one, he acknowledged, like, thank you to everyone that's helped me.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a little progress.
Yeah, we took a tiny little step.
Yeah, that's a big step for JJ.
And then brought JJ back one more time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then right back to
JJ. Baby steps.
Yeah,
okay. We're working on it.
From Libby Rose 030 on Twitter, before episode 11, I hate JJ, he's so cocky. After episode 11, oh my god, JJ, my baby.
I know.
That's okay. That was sent to us using the hashtag YourABTV.
So it's so funny because in this episode, you know, they talk about sort of like, again, you get more of like the skaters' like motivations and some of the like sadness and their backstories, and then you get Pichit.
Oh, Pichit!
Can do no wrong.
Pichit,
oh, none.
Never.
Oh, no. Everyone's like, yeah, I want to win the gold medal. I want to like prove that I am just as awesome as I claim to be. And Pichit's like, I want to be a hamster.
I just want to bring figure skating to Thailand. Like, okay.
And I'm going to give all my friends parts.
Yeah.
You can have a part.
The line. The lineup was terrible.
I was dying.
Oh, so cute. Disney on Ice style show.
Yeah.
I would give all the money to see this show.
His imagination was called Pichit on Ice.
Yeah.
So cute.
Didn't the announcer say that like a lot of Thailand supporters came out too?
Yeah.
Well, they showed the media tour that he'd been doing in Thailand, which was huge. And technically a show like that would make it more accessible than somebody trying to go to a big tournament, because that's something you can bring your family to.
Yeah.
And it could inspire more kids in Thailand to want to skate.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful motivation.
It was. Pichit is just, he's a ray of sunshine.
Did any of you guys take the quiz on like which Yuri on Ice character are you?
No, I have to take
this. I did it.
I got Pichit.
I got Victor. Which
I got Yuri.
Hey!
Sorry, what?
You're both married or soon to be.
Yeah.
True.
And what if your husband is watching this?
Yeah.
Oh my god, amazing. Okay, so Pichit has his skate, which is beautiful, and then it is time for Yuri to skate because he finished in fourth. And he skates, and you just see like the whole culmination of everything he's gone through on this show.
Seriously.
And so it like starts with you see like the flashbacks to Victor skating in the juniors when he had the really long hair and just Yuri talking about how he spent his whole life trying to catch up to Victor and he was always out of reach, but then he was right there and oh my god, I was a freaking mess.
No. And like it even comes into like the lineage of like you saw young Victor to Victor to Yuri and now this Yuri and like you just blatantly saw
and Minako and Marine-san commenting like he's so different like after he learned how to do the triple salco from Yurio.
Oh no!
Everything just brought all together.
Yeah, it was just, and I felt like the music was actually swelling a little bit louder this
time
because we had so much, and I was just, it's just.
But also hearing the crowd. And wonder how much that affected him in his performance tonight. And I will say of all the stuff of these two ones, this is what I didn't cry, but I got very close. This is when I was just like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Well, and it started for me too with the, I mean, it's such a beautiful piece of music, but also the interaction that he has with Victor before going into the skate when Victor basically like set Victor like tries to be a coach
he's like, I took a break
after becoming a 5-time world champion to coach you, so how come you haven't won any gold medals yet? And Yuri's like, Victor, come on, like stop.
Right,
I told you I just wanted you to be you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to just stay who you are. And so stop trying to sound like a coach now. You haven't done it yet.
Right. Yeah.
But they do have that moment where they kind of reconnect.
Oh my God.
Back on the same page.
That
finally.
Was when I started crying.
Yeah. That was just, it. This is continuous tears.
Inconsolable sobs.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, you saw for the whole thing, Yuri was skating for someone else. He was skating for Victor, or he was skating to seduce Victor,
right.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. This time, it was just
it was just
it was
for him.
Yes. And he's like, this feels good, and I'm going to challenge myself. And
yeah, and I'm glad that he wanted to make Victor proud.
Yeah.
Because he's like, look, this is the transition. This is how I am now from what you started
right.
with.
Right, and I mean, mm-hmm. basically what he says is, hey, look, world, there is a Victor inside of me, and only I can be this.
Yeah.
Mark and I were.
I know.
We're grown adults.
Mark, stop.
But yes, I feel like the fact that just seeing, especially at the very end, obviously when he's looking right at Victor at the very end, I was like, ah!
Well, not even just that, but the close-up of the outstretched hand.
Yeah.
So symbolic nice. and lovely and beautiful and a great moment.
Yeah. And he didn't want
to. Man, I feel great that you're on the couch because you have
I don't
so
like
much.
This.
No, you have so much more room to express yourself.
I do, but everyone is at me. So let me
talk to me right now.
There's the cry.
It's okay.
There's the cry. The kiss will come later.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he doesn't want to go to the kiss and cry because Yuri, he's decided he's retiring after this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want it to be over. And oh god. And
I love that it made Mickey cry too. Like
everyone was crying.
No, but like, you know, usually they're usually like in shock when they see him,
right.
but literally there was not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Did we see Celestino after this, or did we only see him before Pachit's?
I can't remember.
Would have been nice to get him for just like a frame or
something. I also could not see through my tears, so I don't
know. Yeah, I don't
recall.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
And then who's in third? Oh, Kristoff skates after, and that was where we touched on, like, you know, he always was following Victor, and now he's been surpassed by someone who's not Victor. And I mean, Yuri's way in first place after his free skate
because
he breaks Victor's world record.
Yeah,
so
we got a handful of Yuri's breaking Victor's
world
record.
I like that Victor was like, I'm so happy that Yuri's breaking my records.
Right.
Like,
but also, as a competitor, like, that's a problem.
And I love how Yuri got excited. He's like, so are you gonna go back to skating? Is that happening?
It might have been an episode 11, but it was the Russian coach who even said, like, there's nothing better than seeing a student do well.
Yeah.
Like, it's an aphrodisiac or whatever he said.
Right.
So it was like alluding to maybe that's what Victor's feeling when he sees, because he did coach both of them.
Yeah.
He
did
both broke his record.
And before the sort of culmination of this event, Yuri and Victor have agreed that, like, they're not going to talk about what they're going to do next until after the skating is over. And so Victor actually, like, approaches Yakov in the hallway and is like, yeah, I think I'm gonna come back next season.
Yakov's face when he's like, what?
Because he was like, not now.
He's like, leave me alone. Yuri is about to skate.
I'm like, calm down.
Yeah.
Well, he does very much on purpose, too, right?
Yeah.
So Yuri hears that.
Yeah.
Because Yuri's reaction in of itself.
Yep.
I mean,
I have seen so many amazing things on Tumblr of that confrontation between Yuri and Victor where I was like, Yuri, you have to do something because, like, Yuri says he might quit skating and I really need to, like, stop that.
This can't happen.
Do something.
Yeah.
Just, like, remember what you always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Personal.
Yeah. While this is going on, we have Otabek basically monologuing while he's skating.
Right.
And it just happens to really coincide with what's going on there with Yuri and Victor. And so it's like, hey, and it's been pointed out that maybe Victor didn't exactly know what he wanted from Yuri.
Yeah.
Right.
Just that he was kind of feeling this could be the end.
Yeah.
Like, and then it, like, the silent plea, and it connects for him.
Oh, yeah.
So,
full freaking circle.
Yuri also wasn't upset that Victor was coming back. He was upset because he jumped to the conclusion
that
Yuri
was
going to
retire.
Well, that's what upset him.
Yeah.
No. Oh, and that killed me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so angry.
I think my favorite are we going to talk about any of the other stuff, or are we going right to Yuri? Just because
whatever you want.
Yeah,
mention it, and then we'll talk about Yuri.
Line was in Yurio's program, mm-hmm. which was there is no gold for pigs to feed on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo! Yeah. There's that monster. Love it.
Yeah. But in that routine, that's also the first time he does not refer to Yuri as Katsudon or
yeah.
a pig.
Yeah. Yeah, he really Yuri. Is like yeah. He calls yeah. him Yuri, yeah. like in
he
his
was
inner
meeting
monologue
him at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he and again, like he because he really was distressed by the news that he might retire. So he's like, no, I got to put a stop to this.
Right. It's not allowed.
And he falls during his program.
Yeah, yeah.
But mm-hmm. fortunately, you know, his short program score was high enough.
It's them arms.
Put them arms up there. That it didn't mess him up too much, even though he did fall on a quad.
Yeah.
But he ended up, and I loved the way they handled the results, by the way, because it was literally just like a flash.
Yeah.
And you see that Yurio won by 0.12.
Yeah.
Insane.
But that was all that it took.
I know.
Because Yurio is like, you're not retiring because you're not getting gold here.
Yeah.
All that it took.
It's you're all not that, that it took. Yeah. And I loved when Yuri was presenting Victor with the gold, with the silver medal. And he was like,
Yeah. Yeah. Also, okay, two things. One, Yurio's costume and that's the free skate, right?
Yeah.
The second
yeah,
one.
Free skate.
He's got the little dangly bits on like the ends of the skates. Yeah. I'm like, that's dangerous.
That
like,
is gonna. I was gonna ask about that because I don't know much about ice skating, but as a, like a martial artist and stuff like that, I'm like things shouldn't be hanging.
No, right. Especially right. close to the blades.
Yeah. Yeah. For that, I think it implies a faster movement. Just you get a more of a sense of speed and quickness.
Okay.
And I'm sure it doesn't affect scoring whatsoever. But but for that very reason of. That's real dangerous, and he's still going for all of that
That's
really
true.
Big
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's showy, and we just got
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it could add to the performance score.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Okay. But yeah, I liked that he was holding the silver metal string, like, and it was sort of heart shaped, and then
dork,
and then like Victor attacking him, being like, I only wanted to kiss gold.
So here's the fun fact in Japanese,
yes.
and I don't know if this is like alluding to it or if I'm looking too much into it, but
maybe both.
And this is for adults, so kids, close your ears. But in Japanese, like, testicles is kintama, which literally means, like, gold balls.
Right, right.
And so him saying that he only kisses gold is, like, it's, like, a weird subtext there. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
My but innocent mind.
But I did, like, when he pursues him, basically, and he, like, you know, sort of bends him over the back of the barrier, and he's like, can you think of anything else that might excite me? And
Flash.
Yuri's face.
Look on his face.
He thought of something.
Yeah.
And he's like, what were you thinking of?
Nothing. I wasn't thinking of anything.
Never mind. We have to check out at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Check out. Let's go.
But what Yuri does end up saying is, I'm not done skating. Please stay with me for one more season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then Victor is like, okay, but I'm also going to, like, come back to skating, too.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
I don't know if that's even allowed.
I don't know.
I guess we won't know until it comes back.
Being
I know.
Coaching and being...
And
yeah.
I think there are skaters that do that.
Isn't that a conflict of interest? Because if you're competing at the same level, I don't know, man.
In the same competitions?
Yeah.
They don't get... I mean, they don't get an additional gold medal for training the person.
No, they don't.
True.
So
I guess
it's just more work.
Again,
for
we'll,
the,
it's
you
a
know,
lot of work.
The coach.
Yeah. So Victor's gonna have his work cut out for him.
Yes.
In the next season,
also boning 24/7.
Really distracting. But what we really need to talk about before we run out of time here. Is the beautiful ending.
Oh, no!
That's why I wore this shirt again.
That's why I wore this shirt, because I got a little bit of the Victor's purple, some blue, and a little bit of silver.
I love it.
So
but
at
you
the
can't
end of,
see it.
So at the end of, like, big figure skating events, they do get to do something called an exhibition skate, which is literally just like, we're skating for fun.
Yeah.
And it starts off that Yuri is going to skate Victor's free skate from the previous season, which is what got Victor's attention in the first place, because that was what the YouTube video was. Yes.
In the second place.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, in the second
that's
place.
Episode 10.
Sorry, in the second place. Sorry, in the second place.
So, I think there's an interview that came out where they allude that he has been skating that as his exhibition piece throughout the season.
Right.
That Yuri has?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. However... they added a little element at the Grand Prix final in the form of Victor pair skating.
Pairs. Not doubles, pairs.
Yeah. Yes. Pair skating with Yuri.
Those lips, though.
Which is literally something that has never, ever happened in ice skating ever, is to... men pair skating together.
Unless you've seen Blades of Glory.
Oh, that's true.
That doesn't count.
But I still love them.
Oh my god. And it's so...
it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely
so beautiful.
Even though Mark ruined it for me.
Especially because...
smack.
The whole time, through the whole season, you've been experimenting with this gender role of male and female.
Yeah.
And that they take this pair skating that they kind of
they
take turns.
Switch back to
and it's so good. Yeah. Fuck gender.
Yeah, the fact that the animation was just so smooth. Like, I know we've been getting that the entire season, but I felt like this one was just a little bit more. Like,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit more budget into this animation.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. They knew it was something special,
and they treated it like it was.
I just think of that Aziz Ansari meme from Parks and Recreation. This is so... I've looked at this for five hours. It's so beautiful. That was how I felt. Like, if someone was like, you would have, 90 seconds to live, I'd be like, great, show
here
me
we go.
Me that.
Yes, over and over and over.
I have that picture saved to my phone in response to this duet.
Seriously. I was just like keeling over. It was great.
And then, you know, in that final monologue from Yuri where he's like, you know, there's a place that, like, you can't reach unless you, like, feel it. So I can't remember exactly what the words were, but it was so beautiful. And he's like, running through the streets of St. Petersburg because he's supposed to have moved to Russia to train with Victor, who's also training to come back next season. And, like, he's running, and then you hear Makachin bark, and then you just see both of their faces as they see each other, and it's, like, the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, and the fact that it just goes, it fades to black, and then you hear, Yuri! And it's just like,
along with See You Next Level!
Level.
I just hugged my computer going, I want more.
I know.
It's too good.
It was a wonderful ending. Like, that, it doesn't necessarily confirm that we get a season 2.
It does not.
But we did get, the director did say, I'm working on a lot of Yuri this year.
Yeah, so. Well, Mitsuo Kubo, the storyboard artist and writer, like, she did say that, you know, that she's putting all of her energy into that. Mm-hmm. And the animation studio that did Yuri on Ice was like, we're not going to disappoint fans. So, again, season 2 is all but confirmed at this point.
Well, are we getting just season 2, or are we getting OVAs? Like,
I would take OVAs.
Because there's a couple of things. Like, I wanted to mention this last time. I want an OVA of the banquet.
Yeah. Oh!
that we only got pictures
sorry.
Of because that's not you don't have to rotoscope that
you well,
I mean, you could
yeah
I mean come
you,
on
you would have to for Chris
yeah.
you would have I mean, to rotoscope so,
yeah. come on now I need that rotoscope
and something else just that I saw in the chat previously that somebody wants to see Pachin on Ice, which would be, the cute ice show version of the season.
Seeing all of our personalities again, trying to do a whole thing together.
I would also totally watch Yuri on Ice in theaters if I lived in Japan,
which
is something that's happening. They're having basically these Yuri on Ice all-night marathons along with a talk show, so it's expected that there might be some more news in regards to season 2 when that happens on February 11th. It starts at 10 o'clock p.m. It's an all-night Yuri on Ice marathon. A bunch of the seiyu are going to be in attendance. So Mitsuru Kubo, of course, the original concept artist and writer of Yuri on Ice, will be there, along with Toshiyuki Toyonaga, who is Yuri, Junichi Suabe, who is Victor, and Koki Uchiyama, who is Yuri Plisetsky. So,
no, Fathom Events, get on that.
I know, come on, Fathom Events, we know. Find that shit. So yeah, that happens on February 11th, so everybody look forward to more news after that. Many, many new iTunes reviews. Thank you so much. I can't read all of them, but I do want to give a shout out to everybody. We have got from Love It 5 stars, Fee_413. These are all 5 stars, by the way. This after show is amazing. Joey Segura, please ABTV, may I have some more, by Gyozen Ohime, who I met in real life at a Jane Austen dance class, and you're wonderful. Thank you so much for saying hello to me.
That's
specific.
Great, many exclamation points. Yuri's Angel, who points out that the hosts on this show are so enthusiastic and knowledgeable and awesome, and AfterBuzz, please have more hosts like us. And then also we have from Simply Amazing, Syra Chen, lovely host, lovely reactions from Lenave. And again, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing any of these names, and great for first-time watchers and rewatchers by Ara Aria. So guys, thank you so much for sticking with us throughout this whole after show. It has been such a pleasure getting to...
Again, this wouldn't have happened without the fans. You suggested it, and you have made it grow from the very first episode. We have been getting more and more and more people joining us live. So thank you to everybody who's joined us live and everybody who listens to us after the fact. We thank you. We love you.
Yes.
Should we get to the final thoughts? Because we're
final thoughts around the table, rapid fire, go.
I need more episodes.
Yep. Done.
So much more. I want to see all the girls skate.
Yeah.
I want to see all the girls skate.
I want to see some skate.
Yeah. Yes. Shall they skate?
No, damn it.
And there it is.
Yep.
I never thought that a show about male figure skating would get me so entranced.
Okay.
And that proves to the strength of the storytelling and the writing and the animation. This is a wonderful show that everybody needs to see, whether you're a fan of Dragon Ball Z or Uran Host Club.
I need to watch that. Oh, yeah. There's a beautiful mashup art of Uran Host Club. It's amazing. Listen, guys, I just love that this series is like, it's a beautiful love story about a wonderful relationship, and it just so happens to be a homosexual relationship, and it's beautiful and magical and pure. But that being said, if you are over 18 and you want some good real nice social sheet, tweet at me. I'll send it. Xander, what are your final thoughts?
Yeah, well, just that, like, representation matters.
It does.
This is, like, the purest form of equality that I could have asked for, because it was a real relationship, and it was so beautiful to see. And it, like, coming from the place like Japan, which is like,
or it's not okay open yet.
And then it just came out of nowhere and blindsided the whole LGBT community in the best way possible.
Yes,
I love it,
and the figure skating community loved it too. So I mean, this is God, I haven't seen a show this good in years. The end.
And to be honest, we've been trying to get actors from the English dub.
Yes,
and we are still working.
We're still working on it. So we may have some bonus content wherein we review some of the people or interview some of the people who were involved with the production over at Funimation. So, you know, keep your eyes on Twitter. We'll still be using that Yuri ABTV hashtag.
If you want to share
any thoughts with us, like, we are here for you.
And because of this had such a big opening, this had such a big reaction from fans, I think we should have at least one anime show running.
Yes.
Like, because Sailor Moon ended a little while ago, and then this sort of took its place.
Yep.
I think we should have a regular anime show, and that's just me speaking out loud.
Yay!
I had someone today tweet at me asking about Little Witch Academia.
It's not legal in America yet.
It's coming.
Once it comes to Netflix, that's definitely something that would be a consideration. So, yes, thank you guys so much for watching. We have to wrap up, even though I really, really don't want to.
I'm not going to be done.
I don't want to go.
I'm really going to like Yuri right now.
I know. Alexis, where can people keep up with you on the internet?
You can find me all over the internet crying and also getting some pretty awesome gifts, so please stay tuned for these guys, because the reaction for Mark's gift is going to be hysterical. At atorres890.
Stacey!
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles, and please come cry about Yuri with me. I never want to be done talking about this show.
Never.
Come cry to me about Little Witch Academia. absolutely one of my favorite animation projects within the last 5-10 years. How do you even know when the first one came out?
Yeah.
But tweeted me at Mark P. Donica.
It wasn't that long ago. Xander, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And thank you to everybody on Twitter that was asking to have me back. That's the only reason I wanted to come back, obviously. But you can find me on Twitter at Xanderific. That's with 2 R's and 1 F.
And I am Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet, wherever Emma Fifes are sold, at my name, Emma Fife. I'm doing lots of stuff. Just follow me on Twitter, guys. You'll know all about it. Right now, all I can think about is Yuri on Ice and how beautiful it was and how sad I am that this show is over. Again, follow us all on Twitter. Keep up with that hashtag YuriABTV for updates on when we're going to be able to do some interviews with some of the English cast. And until then, we love you. You guys are awesome. And we'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you next level.
Goodbye.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.